This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Arkansas first responders on Saturday were sifting through debris for more possible victims after tornadoes sliced through the state after a blast of extreme spring weather swept much of the United States. Reuters' Chris Dignam has more.
First responders searched for more possible victims on Saturday after powerful tornadoes tore through Arkansas, where at least five people were killed and dozens of others were injured in the storms. Officials said the tornadoes flipped over vehicles and brought down power lines in Little Rock and large east of the state capital. A blast of extreme weather swept through much of the U.S. on Friday, with thunderstorms and tornadoes menacing the nation's midsection from Texas to the Great Lakes. In Indiana, authorities said three people were killed and a state of emergency was declared for the affected areas. Eyewitness footage showed overturned trucks and debris scattered across a road following a violent storm.
Reuters' Chris Dignam reporting. A top Ukrainian cleric from a church with alleged ties to Moscow was sentenced to house arrest on Saturday after a hearing into whether he glorified invading Russian forces and stoked religious divisions. Kyiv is cracking down on the Ukrainian Orthodox Church, or UOC, on the grounds it's pro-Russian and collaborating with Moscow. The church denies those claims. In a statement, the UOC said a court in Kyiv had also ordered Metropolitan Pavlo to wear an electronic bracelet. The Interfax Ukraine and Ukraine Forum news agencies said Pavlo had been given 60 days of house arrest. After the ruling, Pavlo told reporters he believes the decision was a political one. Pavlo has been living in a 980-year-old monastery complex. The government says the church must evacuate it. This is VOA News. A powerful sister of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un accused Ukraine of calling for nuclear weapons, according to state media KCNA on Saturday, basing her assertion on an online petition in that country that has drawn under a thousand signatures so far. VOA's Joe Ramsey has more.
Kim Yo-jong said this kind of petition could be a political plot by President Volodymyr Zelensky's office, but did not provide any evidence for the assertion. Following Russian President Vladimir Putin's announcement last week that Moscow plans to station tactical nuclear weapons in Belarus, a public petition was filed to the Ukrainian presidential office's website on Thursday, calling for Ukraine to host nuclear weapons on Ukrainian territory. By Saturday afternoon, the petition had gained only 611 signatures, far short of the 25,000 needed for a response from Zelensky. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
Pope Francis has been discharged from a hospital in Rome after being treated for bronchitis. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has more.
As he left the hospital, he was greeted with a wave of camera clicks as journalists asked how he was feeling. "I'm still alive," he quipped. The 86-year-old pontiff was hospitalized at Gemelli Polyclinic after he experienced breathing difficulties following his weekly public audience in St. Peter's Square. The Vatican also released his upcoming Holy Week schedule in a sign that his health has improved. He will attend a Palm Sunday Mass in St. Peter's Square and an outdoor Easter Mass on April the 9th. I'm Karen Chamas.
Passengers going by ferry from the UK to France on Saturday, the first day of the Easter holidays, experienced huge delays due to lengthy French border checks, according to authorities at the Dover port. Long waits for travelers at the port at the start of school holidays have become more frequent since Brexit, which ended free movement from Britain to EU member states. Ferry firm DFDS said Saturday that waiting times for buses to board ferries on Friday evening had been around 7 hours. A social media influencer who once had 58,000 Twitter followers has been convicted by a federal jury of election interference in the 2016 U.S. presidential race over a voter suppression scheme. The Justice Department said Douglas Mackey, also known as Ricky Vaughn, was convicted of the charge of conspiracy against rights stemming from his scheme to deprive individuals of their constitutional right to vote. Mackey faces a maximum of 10 years in prison. He had been charged in 2021 by federal prosecutors in Brooklyn, who said he disseminated information on social media about an invalid means to cast a vote. Marissa Melton, VOA News.